But this learning goes out free. So Rashi learns that Tak Rashi di lav de shechrure, but he had the shavuk leilamintzav bascharin. It's just like a proof that the master had already freed this eved. Like what happened here? This eved Kanani now went and got married, made kedushin to a regular Bas Yisrael, that if he's really an eved Kanani, he's also to marry the Bas Yisrael. So how come he did it in front of his own master? So this is a proof that the master for sure freed him already. That's why it's a proof that he's Yotzel Lecheres. Omele Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said back, no, Kol kach yeshtucha b'yotcha, like you heard so much from Rabbi like this. Vani Shaina, that means Rabbi Yechanan says back, he learns Vani Shaina that Chom Maimrim ain't a Mekadeshis, that she's not Mekadeshis. Because the Lachra is like this, HaKoysiv Shtar Erisin L'Shevchasoi, if the master himself makes up a Shtar Kedushin and goes to a Shivcha and says, here, I want to marry you, so Rameya went to Mekadeshis. Rameya says, yes, she's Mekadeshis. Mishnah Schal. V'Chom Maimrim ain't a Mekadeshis. No, she's not Mekadeshis. Here, even though the master himself is marrying his own shivcha, still the Chum say she's not Mekadeshis. Because we say, as far as we know, she's still a shivcha. A shivcha you can't marry. So who you say not like you said over from Rebbe? Or at least the law is not like that. So the answer is no, there's a difference. Because the Yom Rabba Bar Rav Shela, like Rav Shela soon answers, Kish Rabba and Yichlet Tfilim. That there's a difference if the master himself put on tefillin on the Eved. If we see when the master himself takes tefillin and puts on his eved, that's a proof that the master freed him already. Because the lacha is an eved is potter from tefillin. An eved is like an isha. So the master would not put on tefillin on the eved if he didn't free him. So if he did the ma'isa, that's different. I'll tell you hachanam here also. Ki sharaboy hasi isha. Here that we said over in the name of Rebbe here, that eved shenosa has been spaschar mufnei rabboy, that he goes out free. Here we're talking about that the Odin himself is like the Masada Kedushin. The Yodin himself, he's making the Kedushin. So therefore, if that's a Svara, that if he went to freedom first, he wouldn't have done the Isur Isur. He would not be the Masada Kedushin. For the Gemara though, but in our case over here though, we're saying that what's our Machalikas here though, when the master himself wants to marry his own Shivcha, and he gives her a Shtar Erisin, and he says, Arei Amakadeshishli, the Kitchaboy, so it's Moras Akasha, O Miyukamidi, like how is it possible to say that when he marries his shivcha, you tell him now a svara that if he marries off his shivcha to somebody else, that's a svara the person will not do an issa. So for sure the master already freed him. Mashaykin, when the master himself goes and marries his own shivcha, then you tell him the chum says he's not mekadeshes. Like how could that be that when he's marrying her off to somebody else, you say for sure he wouldn't do it unless it's mutter. So for sure then we should have said that if he marries her himself, that for sure should be a proof that he freed him already. How could you tell me now, ain't him a Kodeshus? We're talking about over here, the Omelo, where the master now is saying clearly like this, see boy, this kachi boy. We're talking about right now, the master says clearly, that with this Shtar Kedushin I want to free you, and I want to get married to you. So he's saying clearly he did not free her yet. But he wants to do it all at one shot right now. And Rashi says, see boy viskachi be klaimer. E diyom viskachi boy great. If the master would just say to his own shivcha, he's marrying her now, then vada, that for sure would have been a proof that he already freed her before. Because the person is not doing this to himself. But here that the master is telling her clearly, see boy, I want you to go out free right now with this shtar erisin. Vizeh yilecho shtar shichur shtar erisin. Goli milz, there's a clear proof that up until now we did not free him. So that's the machlokes over here. Rebbe Meir Savar, yesh b'loshen azeh, loshen shichur. Rebbe Meir says, when the master says, tiloch, he means to free her. That's a good loshen of shichur. So therefore, this star is a good star, like shichur. For Rabban and Savri, ain b'loshen azeh, loshen shichur. This loshen of tiloch is not a good loshen of b'mashachiyu. Therefore, Rabban is saying that there's no shtar shichur here. Like the master Lamais is agreeing, he did not free her yet. Stam, he wants to go marry his own shivcha kananis, there the kedushin is batchal. But the case before was, where the master is like the Masada kedushin, when he's marrying off his own eved to somebody else, then for sure that's a proof that from before he already freed his eved. Because if he didn't free his eved, he would not let his eved get married. Now, Om Rav Yishuv and Levi, Eved sheniach tefillin lefnei rabbi. An Eved Kanani that puts on tefillin in front of his master, yotzlecheres. For that alone, he goes out free, like it's a proof again to say that the Eved was freed. Because otherwise, he wouldn't wear tefillin. Mesvei avakasha. Love him, menu, if you borrow from him, love him, and a rabbi, if the master borrows from the Eved. Or ishos, the rabbi apotropos, so if the master made his own Eved apotropos, or ishiniach tefillin in front of us, if the Eved put on tefillin in front of his master, if my rabbi, or ishikorah, shloish tefillin in front of his rest of the Eved, can only read three psukim of Etik Nesses, but my rabbi from his rabbi, hareza leyot lecheres. So still, he doesn't go out free. It's not going to tell me if he puts on tefillin in front of his rabbi, he goes out free. So it's a stira. Like we said before, when the master himself puts on the tefillin on the Eved, that for sure is a proof that the master had already freed him. But if the Eved does it by himself, that's no proof. If somebody said when he was dying, Ploinis shivchasi, my shivcha that I own, al yishtabdu bo liyacha moisai, that after he dies, he doesn't want anybody to work with her. So even though he didn't free her yet, and even though when the father dies now, the kids yarshin to take her over, still the lacher is koyfen es hayarshin. After mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis, we force the yarshin the koyfen get shichur, and we tell the kids now to write her and get shichur, because she did not go out free yet. The fact the father says he doesn't want to work with her after he dies, that doesn't free her. And when the father dies, the kids yashina. But there's a mitzvah to listen to your father, so the kids now have a mitzvah to go for you. Omer l'fon of Rebbe Yami, Rebasi, Rebbe, Iyata Moedar, don't you agree, Shebnei Avodim, that you should know what children are still Avodim. In other words, the father just wanted that she doesn't have to work for them. But not that she has to be free. Like Lamoshla, if she has kids, her father still wants the kids to be their Avodim. So therefore, not the father not mean to really free her. Just meant she doesn't have to work. Just let her stay around to have children, and the kids will be your avodim. Kiyosi bar Kiyosa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Omer Rav Yechanan. Mi shama b'shash misosai. A person before he dies says, Ploy nishiv chosi. Kairis ruach osali. That my shivcha here did a lot of good to me. Yasala kairis ruach. He should also do good things back to him. So now after he dies, kaifin es ayoshim yosla kairis ruach. We like force the Yashim to do good things back to her, that means I'll let her go free. My time, what's the reason why? Because there's a klal of mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. That since that's what that was the rotzen of the father, there's a mitzvah upon the Yashim to mekayim what the father says. But since the father's rotzen was that she should be freed, give her back kayas ruach, so the kids did it. Omer Amema Mema says, Hamafkir avda, if somebody's free, a mafkir makes it ever hefkam, oisli ever in latakana. This ever can't do anything now. My time, goof or lekonele. The goof the Yevon is not kind yet, because he's only mafke the money, not the Yisurim. Yisurim dikagabe. The Yisurim lemotzi maknele. And the Yisurim alone, he can't be makne. That's what he said. He holds he can't be meshacher, just the Yisurim alone. Omele Rav Ashlam, Engel, Omer Ulam, Rav Yechanan, Rav Chiva Rav, and Omer Rav, Echad, Echad, Yotzacher, the Tzom, get Shichur. We said before, not like that. That even though you mafke your Yevon, you should know, still you have to give him to get Shichur. Omalei, what he meant to say was, Tzorech v'yem l'takona. That's true, he needs it. He needs to get shichur. Because when the Odin is mafkir is Evid, for that alone the Evid does not go out free. But the locher is though, you can't do it though. As he holds, the get shichur has to apply to both. You have to be mashach with one shot the money and the Yisurim. But if you don't have the money anymore, you can't be mashach your Evid. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop.
What are the Yisurim?
On one third down, that memor aleph. On one third down, what says the ma'aser kiyosti Rav Dimi? When Rav Dimi came, I'm Rav Yechanan. He said over the name of Rav Yechanan like this: Mi shama v'shash misosay. If the Odon, the master, said right before he was dying that plainish shivchosi, you know, my maid that I own, I yishtabdu bo liyachem oisay. After he dies, after the master dies, he like does not want his children to work with her, like she should not be a slave anymore. So therefore, if the master said like this, so what's the halacha? So he says that koyfin es hayorshin when the master dies, later the yerusha takes place, the kids yarshin, but koyfin es hayorshin because from a get shichur, that we force the yarshin to give her a get shichur. That's what we do. Omru lefonuf. So they said in front of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Amiv Rabasi, Rebbe, that they said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, like, Rebbe, don't you agree? In other words, that the children of this Shivcha should still be a slave. In other words, they say, what did the father mean? All the father said is that Pliny Shivchasi, my maid, like he's telling his children, don't make her work. That's all. So she doesn't have to work. But he did not mean to make her free. In other words, he still wants her to be a Shivcha, that if she has children, the children remain their avodim. That's what the Mechulak on Rabbi Yochanan to say, that the husband did not mean the master to make her free, just that she doesn't have to work, but the children do not have to be Meshacha to free her, they could just leave her alone, and the children she has, they'll use. That's what Rav Ami Rav Asi said. Now the Gemara says, Ki Yossi Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came on, he said like this, that Amar Rav Yechi said over the name of Rav Yechanan like this, Mi Shama V'Shash Misosai, if the master says over before he dies, Ploin Yeshiv Chosi, my maid that I have now, Kairos Ruach HaSosali, she did very nice things to me. Is Yaselo Kairos Ruach, you should do back to her also, Kairos Ruach, you should do back nice things back to her. That's all he said, such a lashon. The loch is kaifen as ha yoshin, we force the yoshin, the oisin law karas ruach, and we tell the yoshin to do things nice back to her. Now what does that mean? They try and appease her the best way they could, that maybe she'll agree to remain a shivcha, just not to have to work so hard. But if she says that she wants to get shichra, then they have to do it. And my time, and what's the reason? Because mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. It's a mitzvah for the Yerushim to listen to what the father said. But since the father said, give her nachas ruach, give her kairos ruach, there it's better. Here, if what she wants is to be freed, so here the Yerushim have to listen and make her free. Moses says, Omar Amemememe said, Hamafkir avdoi, if a master is mafkir, makes his eved hefker, so I say eved emla takona. Meme said, this eved has no takona. I say emla takona. My timer, gufela konyale. Because since the master was already was mafka the eved, so the money matters, the mumness he gave up already. He doesn't own the money of the eved anymore. Isurhu dikagabe, what's left over? Just the isurim that he's lost to Abbas Yisrael. He still has the isuri of an eved kanani on him. If so, the isura le motzi maknele. Yishno isurim, he can't be makne. That's what Amema wanted to say. In other words, that if there's a loch, you could be Meshacha Yerevet, it's a one deal. Your Meshacha Yerevet, the pshat is that you free the money that you own in him. And once you're freeing the money, you could also free the Yisurim. But if the money were freed already because you were mafka him, now you cannot just take off the Yisurim. So therefore you can't help him out. That's what Amema said. This the Gemara says, Omalei Ravashi Amema, so Ravashi said back to Amema, Iva Oma Ula Ula himself said, that Omer Rav Yechanan for Rav Chia Bar Avin Omer Rav, that they both said Echad Zev Yechad Zev Yotzal Echeris, but for Tzara get Shichrur. They both said the loch is when the Odon is Mafker his Eved, or else if he's Mafkish his Eved, so the loch is the Eved is Yotzal Echeris, and for Tzara get Shichrur. The loch is he still needs to get Shichrur. So you see, you could give him a get Shichrur. And this thing where it says, Omalei, no, what he meant to say was, Tzorach v'en la'takona. He meant to say, Tzorach itaka needs it, but v'en la'takona, you can't help him out. As the Meima learns, that if the master was already mafkir his eved, he gave up the money, so just for the Isurim left over, there's no way for him to be mafkirit, to be Meshacher. He can't be Meshacher, just the Isurim. Ika the army, something like this. Ika the army, Omer Ameima Meima said, Hamafkir avdoi, if the Odin was Mafkir's Evid, Umeis, and then the Odin died. So in such a case, now there's no Takona for the Yoshim. Now, as some said that Amema agrees, if the master is still alive, even though first he was Mafkin, he could still be Meshacharim later. But as Chiddush was, after your Mafkir Evid, if the Odin now dies, So what happens is the Yorshim are supposed to Yashin. Now Ein Lo Takana. There's no way he can go out free. My time, what's the reason? Guf Lekonelei. These Yorshim don't receive the Guf because the Odom, the father, was already like was Mafker. He made the Eved Hefka. So there's no money in him anymore. Yisuru Hudikagabe. What's left over? Just the Yisurim. The Yisuru Lebrei Lemoris. And he holds what? That the Yerusha doesn't apply by Yisurim. Therefore, the kids cannot just yashin the Yisurim of the Eved Kanani. Therefore, the kids cannot give a get shichrur, so this Eved cannot go out free. And he also holds by stories that we have before, Svaro, that Misa is matter, that's only when there's no Yorshim. I say that there's Yorshim, though, Hashem Misa does not free her, does not free the Eved. So therefore, the Eved is Engla Takona. Or else, since the master was already maskrim before, therefore, Misa alone does not help. He still needs to get shichrur. And here he can't get a get shichrur, so therefore he remains an Eved. Omole Rav Ashi Lameima. So Rav Ashi said back to Ameima, V'ho ki osi Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yechanan. That before the Meister was, Rav Dimi said over the name of Rav Yechanan, that he said before that the Chivun Diyom HaYishtabdu Bo, Ukoma Yoshim Kaisma Get Shichrur. Before Rav Dimi said the name of Rav Yechanan, that if the Odin said, I don't want to work with my maid anymore. So then when the master dies, the kids have to write her a get shichur. So you see, even though the Odin dies, the kids could yashin her. So Gemara says, no, Rav Dima Tusi, Rav Dima made a mistake. So Amulei said back to him, my to you, so no. What was the mistake of Rav Dima before? The loy omra b'loshin shichur. Only because the father, the master, never meant to be mishachar his maid. He only meant to say she doesn't have to work. But Omra Bloshin Shichur, but Mashmi, if the Odin would have said Bloshin Shichur, Hachinami, that it would have been such a lacha like this, that the Yorshim have to be Meshachar, the slave, and Mashmi they could. And that's not like a Meimar. A Meimar says if the master first was Mafka the Eved, and then he dies, the master dies, so his kids do not Yashin Yisurim, they can't free it. And here it's Mashmi, no, the kids could free it. So Amaleis, he said back, Amaleis said back, Anokid Rav Shmuel by Yudas really. I hold the story was like Rav Shmuel by Yudas said over. Then what happened there? The master did not free her slave at all. He just told the children, you should know, she did something nice to me, so therefore I want you to do things nice back to her. But the master was not mafka her at all. So that's the case then, it's a complete slave, a maid. So when the master dies, the kids yashin her. Because they were there, there was the mitzvah, the kind of divya mace, to go and do whatever she wants. But there's no stira to Hameima. Here Hameima says, if the Odin was first mafker, his Eved, and then the Odin dies, so there's no way to free this Eved. Mura says, now, who diskritor the Avdi? There was a city, a curia, Rashi says, a city that Eved Kanan used to live there. The Yizdavin Liertik Chazim. What happened was, the Jewish owners sold their Avodim to Goyim. And really there's a knas to Zalocha, that if you sell your Eved to a Goy, he says the knas to let him go out free. So what happened was now, Kolo Marvosa Basroi, that the second master died. There was the Goy died, this Goy died. So Osla came to Ravina. They came in front of Ravina and asked him what he should do. In other words, the Eved himself, the Avodim himself, came in front of Ravina and asked him, like Rashi says, they wanted to be mutter to Abbas Yisrael. So he told them, Omuluhu, Izilu Ahadru Abnei Marvosa Kamoi. Go back to the children of your first master. In other words, the first Yisrael, the Odin, died, and the children were there. And he told them, Yichtabuluchu Gita de Cherusa. Let them go write you a Get Cherus. So on this, the Gemara says back that Omrule Rabbonu Ravina. So the Rabbonin complained back to Ravina and said, I, Vomra Meimar, Meimar just said Aloch was, that Hamafki Ravdai, if the Yodan, the master's first Mafki, makes his Eved Hefka, who makes, and then the Yodan dies, so the Locher is, there's no Din Yerusha now, the children does not take over the Yisurim, because Yisurim are not B'nai Yerusha, and therefore, Yisurim Eved Ein La Takona, the Eved has no Takona. So how could you say over here now, that they should go back to the children, and the children should give them a Get Shichur? So Ravina answered back and said, I hold like Rav Dimi said over that the children could give a get shichur. Omru lei, so they said back, Omru and Rav Dimi, they said back, that Rav Dimi Tusahi, it came out the Gemara before to say that he's a Tois, how could you paskin like him? He said back, no, Ravina said back, Omalu, my Tusa, what was the whole mistake that Rav Dimi meant? That said, Tlayom Rav Loshin Shichram, that only that the Nesta did not mean really to Meshacha his Shifcha. He only meant to say that she doesn't have to work by you. But it's a diyko omra b'loshen shichur. For mashmir of the master, the father would have said he wants to be meshacher his shivcha. His achinami, then it would have been the same halacha that then after the master dies, the children have a right to be meshacher. And therefore the Gemara ends off hilchosak Ravina. We talk a paskin like Ravina that even though the odin is first mafker is David, he gives up the mumnis. It's only the yisurim left over. Still, is there? There's a din Yerusham that when the Odin dies, the Bonim take over, and the Bonim have a right to write her a get shichur. Still later, when that Odin dies, only the Yisurim are left over. Still, we say the original owner could be Meshachar, could free those Yisurim. Right? Who after was an Eved Devei Trin? They belong to two people. So Kom Chad Minayo V'Shichur L'Palgei. One master freed his half. So the seven now is a Chatzi Ben Chorin and a Chatzi Eved. So Omar Idach, the other master, the one that still owns half of the Eved, he said like this, Omar Idach, Hashtar Shmiya Bei Rabbonin, when the Rabbonin are going to hear about this, Omasudu Lein Minoi, they're going to be mastered for me, like we'll soon see the next Mishnah that says, when you have such a case of an Eved, that's half free, the Mishnah says we forced the master to free him. So the master now that owned half of the Eved was afraid that the Rabbanim are going to force him to free the Eved. So what did he do? Also he went, Akniel Ebenoi Kotten. He was Makni, gave over this Eved now to the small child, Ebenoi Kotten. So, and the small Kotten, he wasn't afraid the Rabbanim will make him be Meshacharim, because the Kotten can't be Meshachar the Eved. So that's what the master did. Isholcha Rabbi Yosef Rei the Rav Lekayim the Rapapa. He asked him the Shalom, what should we do now? Sholach Lei, sent back like this. Kasher Osa Kenyasaloi. The same way he did, we'll do back to him. Kenyasaloi, yeah. That Gemula Yashav Leberoshe. We're going to give it back to him the same way he did, we're going to give it back to him. What does that mean? Anan Kim Lom Yenuka. We know that children, the Mekarva Dait Legabi Zuzi. If you show them some money, they're going to like it. They're going to want to listen to you. The kids said, we're going to make this cotton like agree to sell this Eved, to free the Eved. So, Melo, what do? Mokmin and lay apotropos. We're going to put apotropos now. He's a cotton. So, Bezna has the right to put an apotropos over him. Or Mekarshis.